Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk politics with Blois Olson, WCCO on the Morning News. Hi, Blois.
Good morning, Dave.
Governor, 10 o'clock today. We'll carry it live here on CCO. Makes the announcement as to who will take over for Al Franken on a temporary basis, and it will be who?
Multiple media and my sources tell me that it will be Tina Smith, the lieutenant governor, his former chief of staff who ran as his lieutenant governor during his last reelection, that he'll name her and that she'll run for the seat in November of 2018.
What will that do to others? Were there some press conferences scheduled today that got postponed because of this?
Yeah, there was a big announcement by Sam Clark, who's the St. Paul City Attorney. Big announcement by him was planned with Andy Luger and Mike Freeman and John Choi to announce his attorney general run, but he's postponed. He's been trying to do this for a couple weeks, and he keeps getting caught up in the Franken news. He doesn't want his announcement to get lost amongst the media coverage, but he'll be making that announcement either later this week or next.
The relationship between Tina Smith and the governor, is it as smooth as it appears on the outside?
You know, they are clearly each other's most trusted advisors. I think Tina has been the governor's most trusted advisor over these years, first as chief of staff. There was a sense that when the end of session ended the way it did last time, that there was more tension there than ever before. But you can't doubt whether or not that he's loyal to her and she's loyal to him. And ultimately, that's the pick that he's going to make. And I think it's just in the last year of his term, he wants to make sure that he carves out his legacy the best he can.
What kind of opposition will she have then when it comes to the election, since it sounds like she would like to be a senator after this appointment?
Yes, there's no doubt that Republicans are kind of gearing up, deciding who's going to run for this seat. You and I have talked about other names, Karen Housley, Michelle Benson, Tim Pawlenty. I think that those names will continue to come out. I think they'll wait a couple weeks before they announce, kind of let Tina get her feet under her. But the campaign starts immediately. And Republicans, both in Minnesota but nationally, see this as now a targeted seat. And if you think about it, Democrats only have, well, now after last night in Alabama, you're only one seat short in the U.S. Senate. There's a lot of seats on the ballot next year across the country, but this is not a seat that Republicans or Democrats thought was going to be up for election, and so they're going to throw resources at it.
Yeah, this whole thing is interesting, Blois, and the thing that you and I touched on yesterday, and I'll ask you one more time here. Senator Franken actually has not stepped down yet. We don't know when that'll be. Is there any chance that he could reverse that decision?
Well, as I always say, it's Minnesota, and the things is here that we can't predict are politics and the weather. And I think there's still a very, very slim chance, but I do think he will step down. The biggest theory was that if Roy Moore was elected in Alabama, that he and Franken would act as his counterbalance in the ethics hearings. Now that Doug Jones won in Alabama, I think signs are clear that there's no real national narrative for Al Franken to stick around. And he would put the governor and state Democrats in a very awkward position going into a very important election year.
What else are you watching? Obviously, this is going to be the huge story at 10 o'clock this morning, but anything else that's got your attention today?
You know, there's not a lot of other news that's going to dominate today, but yesterday this news conference that Senator Karen Housley had about a whistleblower at the Department of Health, I think we're going to watch that story over the next couple of weeks to see how it develops, because if there is serious issues in the Department of Health, if Karen Housley, as the chair of the aging committee in the Senate, was trying to call those out, that gives her a platform to run statewide that's very attractive, I think, taking care of our parents and grandparents. And so these news conferences aren't about the issues they raise. Obviously, it's about raising their profile. And then Rich Stanek, you know, kind of got the Hennepin County Board to reverse course. course on that move in the crime lab that you and I talked about yesterday. And so we'll see if there's any more negotiation and repercussion on that in the coming days.
Want to say a great good morning to all the listeners out there, Blois, including my good friend Scott Swellen, who is driving in Wyoming right now on his way to California, listening to CCO loud and clear.
You know, those are the best mornings. I used to tell people when I would drive the college newspaper in Oshkosh, I would drive from Oshkosh to Ripon at, 3:30, 4 in the morning. I could listen to CCO on my way when I did that 5 hours away. And, it gives you that touch of home. So anybody who's got that distant listening going on, welcome home.
Yep. And good luck to Scotty out there at Laguna Racing this week in racing cars. Okay, thanks, boys.
Talk to you later today.
628 W.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.